Godfrey's Law today. Godfrey's Law. Real people, real solutions.
You know that's right. In fact, today is Monday. So, of course, the show is sponsored by Godfrey's Law. Good morning to Joyce. Hello, hello.
Hi there, Ben. How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Thank you for asking. Gosh, yes, my enthusiastic ass is here and ready to chat about all things fixed price contracts. But before then, how are you? I'm coming in hot, sorry.
You're coming in so hot. Nah, pretty good.
Oh,
you know, slowly getting into the week, almost awake, feeling positive.
Yes, peeling your eyes open to chat about first home buying this morning, which is a conversation that I am pleased to be having because it's like keeping the hope alive for me, which slowly but surely is becoming a far distant pipeline, never going to happen sort of thing, all those words.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's get right into it. The first thing is, I guess just what is a fixed price build contract? This phrase is just, it seems so meaty, but I don't know what there is to it. So yeah, scrape the surface for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So fixed price build contracts are often things that you'll see attached to purchases of land by sort of usually bigger developers, and it'll be like, this is the total price of your build, maybe like $330,000 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is made up of like 10 stage payments, and you'll go, awesome, that sounds so great, because I know that is the price of my build, that is the price of my land, I need to get X amount of money from the bank. It's all good to go.
So why are people saying that they do not exist then? Is there a hole that I'm missing here?
Yeah. So the thing with the fixed price build contracts is I suppose it's a bit of a misnomer, really, because there's a lot of little fine print in build contracts, which are always a little bit stressful. And the key one that's becoming a bit of stress at the moment is that if the cost of materials increases, say, then that cost can just be passed straight on to the consumer. So let's say at the moment there's huge issues with like obtaining timber or steel, which are obviously like pretty regular building materials,
resources,
things you would use to build a house.
It's
Monday morning, please forgive me. And the prices of those have increased massively, and then that price is getting passed on to the first home buyer or the person building their first house, and it's becoming like a real issue because there are huge increases that no one's really predicted.
That's ridiculous. So is that why it's such a hot button topic right now, why it's in the news, because of this rising price of materials?
Yeah, 100%. And it's looking at that combination of there being like a bit of a building boom plus issues with COVID in terms of getting materials and issues with getting skilled labour, and it's just making this whole process a lot more difficult and leading to these massive increases in pricing.
Yeah, gosh. What would you say is the crux of the issue, and why do you think it's been so, hot button? Of course it's to do with resourcing, but there has to be some other factor, right?
Yeah, so there's a few kind of big problems there. Often say it's first home buyer, they're usually pretty stretched by the time they're getting this house and land thing sorted. So it'll often be the maximum amount that the bank will lend them to get to the sort of basic price of what the fixed price contract is. And when that changes, like, a lot of people just can't wear the cost. A lot of people don't have that extra bit of money squirreled away, and they don't have bank of mum and dad who can come in and pick up the pieces of that, which becomes a real huge issue. And another one is that first-home buyers can access the first home grant, and when you're building a house, you can get up to $20,000 for a couple. That is a huge amount of money, like an awesome huge amount of money to have towards your house. But if your land and build combination goes over $550,000 in Christchurch, then you're no longer eligible to get that money. And then all of a sudden, you're losing $20,000, which you could have put towards the house. It's just sort of the spiral of like stress and needing more money and then losing money, and it becomes a real problem.
It feels like a particular problem for Christchurch too. I mean, I just say the word earthquake and there must be so many new builds in our city, and I mean, just all things considered, the pandemic too. How does the Christchurch or Cantabrian centricity come into play here?
Yeah, so I think my personal feeling is it is a particular problem for people in Christchurch, because a lot of the time the affordable houses are ones that have earthquake damage, and there's endless stories of this damage was unscoped, this damage was unrepaired, and you could buy a house that seems okay and affordable at the time, but then you find out, as with my partner's house, the drain work that they said had been done hadn't been done, so you have to dig up all the drains and get all the drains fixed.
Wow.
So it's like massive problem. So a new build, while sort of being more expensive to begin with, is really appealing because you don't have any of this unknown, unscoped damage that could crop up in a few years' time that you're having to deal with.
Mm. And then all the houses look the same. Oh, but that's a different conversation.
Not for sure.
What do you think the solutions are, if there are any? Gosh, it's yeah, weird to think.
It's a tough one because there aren't really any like clean or easy solutions. Kind of either way, someone loses because the increase in price does exist. So the builder wants to pass it on to the consumer, but if the consumer can't pay for it, then it just goes back to the builder. Either way, someone is there holding this massive increase of price that they have to wear, and it's just really difficult. So my thought is kind of looking forward, saying you're wanting to build a house with this kind of contract, it would be having a really full and frank discussion with your builder, saying, you know, what are the potential increases in price that I could be expecting? Mm. What are the sort of materials that are becoming really difficult to obtain at the moment? You know, are there any options that we could discuss? Or being really clear, like, this is my upper limit. Like, I can't afford a house if it's going to be like a $30,000 increase. Like, I won't be able to deal with it. Then I think the other one is looking at creative solutions. Are there areas where you could use cheaper materials? Or if you're building a three-bedroom house, could it be a two-bedroom house, which is not ideal, but it will still get you that lovely new house and sort of not break the bank?
And then you're on the ladder, exactly, too right. I have to mention how last week was your birthday, so happy birthday for then.
Thank you. I hear it was your birthday too.
Yes, the birthday vibes are real, gosh. Yep. So do you have any fun birthday lore facts for me real quick?
yeah, got one good birthday fact. Apparently in North Korea, you cannot have your birthday on July 8th or December 17th because those are the dates of the deaths of Kim Il-sung or Kim Jong-il. So if you're born on those days, you actually have to change your birthday, which is just wild.
What? Pardon? Wow. You changed your birthday. Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah. That reminds me of people born on February 29th. I think that's the energy. But
yeah, just stressful, doesn't quite exist.
Wow, just living in a limbo. Wow, thank you for the fact. Gosh, and indeed, happy birthday for last week. So good.
Oh, thank you.
I have to, we'll close with just what's going on Godfrey's Law-wise and how can Godfrey's Law help with people in this fixed price contract, I'm a first home buyer, help me situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a great team of property lawyers here. And I think the thing is, if you're nervous about it, bring the build contract in, let us have a look at it. We can look through those clauses, see what that fine print is and if there's anything we can do to help in the situation. Because there's, you know, there are options. They are just a little bit more difficult and a little bit less clear cut than you'd want them to be.
Yes. Find those solutions. Forage for the solutions. Oh, gosh. Well, I hope you have a rad day, Joyce, even though it's so cloudy here today. And catch you in 2 weeks' time.
All right. Awesome. Cheers, Ben. Nice to chat.
Yes, always.
Thanks. Bye.
I love it.